Wojcicki here. Sam Nation Talk Radio 790 KABC. I bet this is one poll you haven't heard. NBC, well, you know, they're credible, right? 11% think Hillary is honest and trustworthy. I want to give you some perspective here. 29% of Americans believe Bigfoot is real. So you can think about that. All right. Today has been a day. By the way, happy Monday. Everybody having a good Monday? It's good to be here. I am live from an undisclosed, speaking from an undisclosed location deep behind the orange curtain. And it's good to be back. It's been a good weekend. I'm ready to get right to it. And of course, it wouldn't be a weekend with a giant document dump. Okay, two things are going on. You're hearing about all of these Hillary Clinton email documents. Now, if you're Howard Dean, you think it's all just WikiLeaks stuff. WikiLeaks, right? He was yelling about these. He's the former Democrat Party chair, right? And he's the guy who was yelling and screaming. And I think he ran for president, didn't he? Well, at any rate. So he's yelling about some of the Hillary emails and he's saying, oh, WikiLeaks. There's two separate sources right now for the documents that are being talked about in the news. It's important that you know this because some of them, these Podesta emails, Podesta, who's he? He's a kind of this hack operative that has been with the Clintons since the beginning of time. He's a native of Chicago. And his brothers, I think, is well. They're just a big. The whole family's political, and he's deep in the Hillary campaign, and he's the guy who's sending all these emails. And his own personal email account, what is it? A Gmail? I think he had a Gmail. Got hacked. So a little aside here. If you think your email is safe, even if you use Gmail, right? It's a multi-billion dollar company. You would think they have technology. I mean, they do. They have technology up the yin-yang. And guess what it all comes down to, in case you're wondering? Your password. That's right. If your password is password or 123456, every email, it all comes down to the password. It can be hacked. And so there it is. All of his emails are laid bare, and it is just a treasure trove of information. Now, the other document drop that is making its way through the news, well, is a self-release. And you think, oh, that's great. They're self-releasing information. It's from the State Department. Emails that go back to Hillary's tenure as Secretary of State. Well, it's not necessarily voluntary, folks, okay? This has been a longstanding fight. Republicans in Congress have been pressuring the State Department to turn over these emails. They're filing Freedom of Information requests. Well, the media is filing the Freedom of Information requests. And of course, these emails have been under subpoena for how long? For years? And they're finally now coming out? And I think these emails actually are the way, this is where the real treasure, I think, is located. Because what came out today, finally, I mean, they dropped how many, 4,500, I mean, thousands upon thousands of emails. And they're counting, of course, on the fact that nobody's going to read through all these emails. It's just going to take too long. I mean, what is it, 20 odd days to the election? And that's exactly what they're counting on, that they're not going to find the nuggets. Well, one particular nugget was discovered, and relatively quickly. You've heard about this Patrick Kennedy guy? No relation to the political family. But he is a senior official at the State Department. And there's an email back and forth with the FBI talking about this quid pro quo agreement. Arrangement, if you will. Now, here's what it's all here. This is all you need to know. You got to understand. Here's what it's all about. What it's all about. This email was sent back in 2015. What was going on? Hillary was running for president. Just announced her campaign. The Benghazi committee, right? The folks on Capitol Hill investigating investigating Benghazi. That thing is in full swing. Hillary's testified, okay? Well, for a while was evading testifying, but ultimately testifies. So there is a lot of stuff swirling in the air. Hillary's a candidate. Benghazi is big. It's a big issue. And now Emailgate drops like a bomb into all of this. And you have basically a perfect, you know what kind of a storm. Now, this guy here, a lot of everybody in the media, right, if you're listening to CNN, they're all yelling about how independent this guy is. He's nonpartisan. I mean, you would think this, but the way he's being described, you'd think he's Mother Teresa. And the problem is if, yeah, he's 4 decades in the State Department, which I'm leery of anyone who's in state government that long. I mean, it's just, this guy's he's a career hack. But more importantly, and this is what's not being reported, is this Patrick Kennedy guy. He is actively, he is involved in Benghazi. You know what his job title was? He was one of the logistics people who was in charge of staffing and of logistics in Libya at the time Ambassador Stevens was killed. He was a material witness in the Benghazi proceedings. So the story really isn't, well, is he a Democrat? Is he a Republican? Is he a Hillary supporter? Is he a conservative, a liberal? It's not about that. He's a career guy who is attached, unfortunately for him, to one of the great blunders. I mean, that's really putting it mildly. One of the great blunders in State Department history. Benghazi. You got to understand, it's not every day that a acting in the line of duty U.S. ambassador is killed. It doesn't happen very often. And when it does, it's kind of a big deal. Because our embassies are our outposts. They're actual physical and legal representations of our country abroad. And there's something very, there's something very troubling, very powerful in the imagery and in the significance of our embassy posts. And so this is one of the guys that had to go to Capitol Hill and explain to some very angry, rightly so, very angry senators and congressmen why the hell he didn't put enough people on the ground to protect the U.S. ambassador. And now you tell me that this Patrick guy, this Patrick Kennedy guy, is unbiased, right? Neutral. I don't buy it. It's not no chance. So now what happens? What is he actually promising? And this is where it gets good. Oh, this is so good. So he is trying to do 2 things in this email. One, he wants these emails that were previously classified. Remember when Hillary was removing those little C's? Oh, I don't know what the C is. Oh, it means classified? No way. Remember that? So he's trying to negotiate with the FBI to have these emails that were previously classified, then, follow me on this, unclassified by Hillary by just removing the header and resending it in her homebrew email server. He's trying to get those emails to be unclassified from the beginning, like retroactively, so that like the crime never happened. Okay, cover-up. Classic cover-up. If only you and I, if we committed a crime and we had it this easy, we could just call a guy and say, hey, I got a speeding ticket. Yeah, I got a speeding ticket. That's great. So can you call the chief of police and just make it so that, I know I was driving 85. Just make it so I was driving 65 yesterday. Could you do that for me? I mean, it's absurd. You and I could never get away with this kind of nonsense. Never. So I digress. That's one issue. And the second issue, okay, and we're talking about this document dump. We're talking about what all is going on here with this all this stuff in the news about Hillary's emails. And I'm telling you, it's not the good stuff's not all WikiLeaks. We're talking about the emails that were released by the State Department. The second thing, right? The second thing that's so important here. And what he's asking for is he's saying, look, if you if you help us on these emails, I will help you. And now he's talking as the State Department. I will help you with these posts overseas for these FBI agents. Now, do you know what this is all about? You know, the FBI has agents abroad. And the FBI has a keen and vested interest to have as many agents abroad so that when there's an investigation, they have people out there. They have people who they want to network with law enforcement across the world. And there's about 64 individual legal attaché offices around like 200 countries around the world. And the people, you know who arranges those offices? You know who basically, I don't know, how would you describe it, sets those agents up in those foreign countries? The State Department. That's right. Now, if you're the FBI and your job, your mission is, well, I don't know, cover a political scandal. I don't know. No, your mission is to investigate crime, you'd hope. And in order to investigate crime, you have to be in the place where the crime occurs. And you know the FBI doesn't investigate just crime that occurs in the U.S. They investigate crimes against Americans and crimes, international crimes. And so they have to be abroad. In order to be abroad, they need to get the State Department to vouch for them and to smooth things over with their foreign host countries. Because you can't just send a cop overseas with a gun and a badge and say, hey, you know, yeah, they're just going to hang out in this country. It doesn't work that way. The State Department has to come in and smooth it out and make it all happen. And apparently, when all this is going on, the State Department realized, and by this I mean Hillary, right? This is, I promise you, as this thing unravels, it'll go all the way up to the top. Because the State Department realized, hey, we have some power here. We have something that the FBI wants. And the FBI at this particular time wanted to put more agents into Iraq. And so what happened is that the State Department said to the FBI, here is a smoking gun released today. The FBI, the State Department tells them, hey, we got you. And then he's dumb enough to put quid pro quo in the email. He uses the word, which of course means something for something. Now, yes, this is how human relationships work. Yes, this is how business is done. And certainly, if you're a Clinton, this is exactly how you get yourself out of the type of mess that any other mortal, any other normal human being, any other normal American would already be indicted and prosecuted for. So I to be clear, this is pretty epic. And it really does go to the heart of it. And what's more, did you see about that the whole classification thing? The guy then proceeds, this Kennedy guy, then proceeds to explain how he's going to bury these emails. He's going to give them a particular classification, which is called this B9. It's all obscure stuff, but what matters is they type in a code and immediately emails that are normally stored, because, you know, there's a requirement. We believe as Americans, it's ingrained in our civil code and we believe in transparency. So our elected officials are required to keep records of all their communications. It used to be just letters, right? Copies of letters. Well, now it's emails and everything else. And that's the big to-do with all this, right? That's the big to-do with Hillary's email, is she deliberately wanted to be able to communicate outside of the system that stores and secures all this information. She wanted to be outside of it because she never wanted this type of scrutiny. Now, what she didn't count on, what Hillary and her league of buffoons never counted on, was that email, there's no such thing as secure email. And so not just this recent release of all the stored communications, which are the legitimate communications that have to be stored and have to be released, there also is this giant WikiLeaks drop. And so, I want to talk to you about what that actual WikiLeaks drop is and how those emails came to be, how they were collected. And, you know, hey, we just got told, did you hear about this? Chris Cuomo, that idiot, told us that we're all breaking the law by looking at these emails. So I'm going to tell you a thing or two about that when we come back. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC.
This is Sweet James Bergener. I listen to Sam Nation.
This guy, this wiener guy, we haven't heard the end of it. I promise you, we haven't heard the end of it. This guy is so volatile and is so deranged and completely devoid of common sense that he will be back, and this specter of wiener is going to be a problem.
Talk Radio 790.
KABC.
And we're back. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Now, you want to know this drop here, this big release of emails that were intercepted. We don't know who intercepted them, actually. That's the interesting thing. We don't know how these emails were obtained, but WikiLeaks is the one that's publishing them. And one thing that is absolutely clear is that the media is having a cow over this. Do we have that? You know who Chris Cuomo is? I think his dad was his dad. Is his dad Mark? Is he related to the Cuomo dynasty? I don't know. He's a second-rate hack, horrible reporter in CNN. But here, play the clip here of him complaining. Let me set this up first. So he is complaining about the WikiLeaks link, and he's we shouldn't even be talking about this. I mean, we shouldn't be this. These were stolen. So here, play the tape. Here's what he's saying.
Also interesting is, remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. Yeah. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us. And in full disclosure, let's take a look at what is in there and what it means.
Yeah, let's take a look in full disclosure. And everything you're going to learn about this, you're going to learn from us, the media. You know, pathetic. God, I'm so pathetic. You know why? Because first of all, the trust in the media is at an all-time low, and it's because of morons like this guy. Because he's not reporting the news. He's covering his own, you know what? We'll call it his money. Well, you heard, okay, if we're talking about WikiLeaks, and I'm just going to set the, I first want to set the stage to explain to you why the story is getting so sidelined. Well, I'll talk about that Glenn Thrush guy too in Politico. But let's talk about what, first of all, since we're going to be talking about WikiLeaks, I want to explain to you why what Cuomo said is total rubbish. Because his assertion is that it's illegal. We shouldn't be talking about it. And you know what? Thank goodness you have the media, because we have special privileges. You heard that? We have special privileges. Well, you know what? Bull, you know what? Okay? Because that is not how the law works. Now, first of all, stolen documents, even stolen audio, doesn't matter how it was obtained, even if it was obtained illegally, can be reprinted. Okay? It can be reprinted. There's no rule that if Russian hackers break into your email and you happen to be Hillary Rodham Clinton, there's no rule that says the New York Times can't print it. And you know why there is no rule to that effect? Because there is a freaking Supreme Court case called New York Times versus Sullivan, and it establishes freedom of the press. It allows for newsworthy information to be printed, and it establishes law on this exact point. One step further. There is no special First Amendment rights given to the media. Their rights are our rights, and vice versa. So don't ever let some idiot two-bit, you know, just nincompoop from CNN tell you how special they are and how much you need them, right? How arrogant is that? Well, you if it wasn't for us, if we didn't have us, you know, you can't even do this on your own. You amateur. That's what he's saying. You amateur. And you know, that's it. He's scaring people to get it without the spin, and they want people to only be able to see information through their eyes, through their filter. Because you know what? You know what? You and I, we're too dumb. We're too dumb to be able to, and it's too dangerous, too hot to handle, to even delve into this stuff without having an experienced and, I guess, credentialed tour guide. What a load of crock. So listen, so I want to get into this when we get back here in a minute, because I want to get through what these Podesta emails show, because they're all these this is what the WikiLeaks hack WikiLeaks is publishing these hacked emails, and there's some really, really wonderful stuff, and almost some of this stuff almost gives a little bit of credibility to some of Trump's recent complaints. So we'll talk about it when we come back. All right, stay tuned. Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC.
We are going to make our country great again.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Johnny.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, on the show tonight is Sam Rojofsky. Now, what Sam is the leading word in correct thinking, as opposed to Ed, which is drunk thinking. And that's usually where the left ends up, on the wrong side of right.
Talk radio. 790 KABC.
Yep, Sam Rojofsky here. Remember that James O'Keefe guy, the guy that busted Acorn? You know, he's like he's got like the hidden camera artist, you know? He's back. Did you hear about this? He's gone deep inside the Hillary Clinton campaign, talking to these kind of shady, off-the-books characters. And they're all admitting, I mean, he's got hours of tape. And these clowns are all admitting to him how these fights at these Donald Trump rallies are really set up. That they're paying. In fact, they're admitting in some cases they're hiring mentally ill people. Mentally ill. Think about that. They're hiring mentally ill people to go and disrupt Trump rallies so that the Clinton campaign can spin the news coverage that these Trump supporters are all just a bunch of angry, violent radicals. They're calling it bird dogging. So I don't know. Have you ever been at a Trump rally? Have you gone? Maybe you have. Maybe you haven't. But if you do go and you get assaulted by one of Hillary Clinton's paid goons, provoked, spit on, whatever the case is, I tell you what you need to do. You got to call Sweet James, because no matter if you get trampled at a Trump rally or get rear-ended by some bozo or get bitten by a rabid dog, Sweet James has your back. He's the lawyer we trust on this program. And you know, people that know him, they call him Sweet James. It's for a reason. He's a good guy who's thorough. Not just thorough. He's a champion of justice. And that is exactly what he will get you. So keep his number handy. Hopefully, you never need it. But if you do, make him your first call. 1-800-881-2021, 1-800-881-2021. Or you can check out his website, sweetjames.com. All right, Sam Marjofsky, Sam Nation Talk Radio 790 KABC. And we're talking about this WikiLeaks dump. What is that? It means they just unloaded a bunch of information. Do you, by way of a little bit of history here, WikiLeaks was founded back in, it feels like they've been around forever, but it's only 2006. The guy leading it is Julian Assange. He's a guy from Australia, but he's been hiding for I don't know how long. He's basically, he can't leave the Ecuadorian embassy. He caught wind that there was an arrest warrant out for him since 2012. Is that right? God, that's a long time to be in a building, right? He's basically in prison in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. And today, I'll tell you what, today, Hillary Clinton and the regime, the Obama regime, has retaliated. And guess what they did? They cut his internet. Ooh. Well, look, if you're a millennial, I mean, that's basically the end of the world, right? I mean, mom, dad, they take your internet privileges away. I mean, it's over. Your life as you know it comes to a screeching halt. But at any rate, he releases these bunch. What WikiLeaks does is they collect emails, they collect information that they're sent from other people, and then they publish it because their idea is they believe in transparency. So in one of the emails, and this is just, you know, I'm not going to get into all the emails because we got other stuff to talk about, but I got to share this with you. This is so good. So Glenn Thrush, this is a guy over at the Politico, journalist. I'm using air quotes. Can you see my air quotes? Journalist. He's got this back and forth emails going with Podesta, Hillary Clinton's political operative, where he's letting Podesta read an article about Hillary and the campaign in order to make sure that it is pleasing. It's pleasing to Hillary and her people. Think about that. You know, I know Trump needs to cut out this nonsense, quit complaining about the rigged election and the media is out to get him. That's a total loser. Can't complain about it. You just sound butthurt. But you know what? Trump's spot on, because this is exactly what's going on. The media is totally conspiring and working with Hillary Clinton, and there's ink on paper, or at least bites on an email. Anyway, more after this. We'll be back in a minute. Sam Marjofsky, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KABC.
This is Sweet James Bergener. I listen to Sam Nation.
Let me tell you something about Trump. The dude loves money, okay? He loves the cash, the green. He might as well be a vegetarian. He loves green so much.
Talk radio. 790 KABC.
Sam Marjofsky, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KABC. And you know what? When we're talking about, I personally think that this document drop from the FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request, is far more interesting. A lot of the media today has been consumed somewhat with the Podesta emails, enjoying the trash talking. Going back and forth. He's putting everybody down. It's so funny. You know, I think anytime you take any person, you go through their private email account, guaranteed, that is stuff nobody wants out there. Okay? So, but I think a lot of that's just very juvenile. Far more troubling to me, okay, is this stuff that came out finally, what, on the eve of the campaign, on the eve of the election, practically. All this, the quid pro quo email, there's some other treasures in there, too. For example, they're complaining about other violations related to handling of secure information that Hillary Clinton demanded take her BlackBerry into a sensitive compartmented information facility called SCIF. Now, I picture, I've seen those movies, you know, those spy thrillers where you walk into a glass room and, you know, and all of a sudden the glass fogs over and the people in the room just, you know, you can't see them, you can't hear them. But the rooms kind of are like that. You do walk into these rooms that kind of like the studio that I'm in right now. Shh. But I have my iPhone here, so I'm, anyway. But yeah, she's like, you know, everybody I've talked to who has had a job in Washington, who has worked in the military, who's worked in intelligence. You know, I'm calling people around today and I go, hey, is this normal? Like, is this, oh my gosh. Everybody says heads would roll if somebody dare take their iPhone into one of those facilities. So the fact that, you know, because any phone can be turned into a mic, you know, we're talking about this. You know, Comey, gosh, FBI Director Comey just told us to cover up our laptop cameras. So, I mean, he knows. So you can't bring her. But again, why is this important? Because she's arrogant. The rules don't apply to me, said Hillary Clinton. Thinks Hillary Clinton. And her actions betray this. You know, another thing is, you know, all those laptops. Remember the laptops that got destroyed that belonged to Hillary Clinton's people? They all had classified information on them, and her attorneys were allowed to walk off with them. I don't care that they're lawyers. Again, lawyers don't get any special privileges here. It's classified. If the person who holds that classified information, remember, these are all rules that were set. They're set up in the paper days, and that's okay, because it doesn't matter if that piece of paper, if it's in an open envelope or a closed envelope or a sealed envelope, or the envelope has some special wax with one of those medieval stamps on it. It doesn't matter. It's in a freaking envelope. It's you can open it up. You can read it. And if it's, and the law is clear, it's about, is that information accessible to an unauthorized party? And here, they're on laptops. Laptops are, by definition, portable. So they're being carried around by who knows who. And yeah, it's no problem. Hillary's fine with it. And it's confirmed these people don't have clearance. You know, and then there's the missing email. There's another email in there about, oh, whoops, hey, Hillary Clinton's attorneys, this guy Williams and Connolly, they had 14 boxes of Clinton's emails. But only 12 of them were picked up. Don't you just wonder a little bit, like, where those two boxes went? I mean, if her own lawyers are mysteriously disappearing her emails, I mean, you gotta just suspect that there's something up. So that, I guess, brings me all to what a Hillary presidency would look like. And we talked about this last week, didn't we? Well, I want to get into it because it all ties into this stuff that's going on. These leaked emails, these released emails. It all comes back to one thing. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KBC, back after this.
We shall fight on the airwaves. We shall fight on Twitter and Facebook. We shall broadcast our program, whatever the cost may be. And if Sam Nation lasts for 1,000 years, men will say this was their finest hour.
Talk Radio
7790 KABC.
All right, Sam Rogowski here, Sam Nation Talk Radio 790 KBC. Our hour is almost up. Is it raining outside? It's not, is it? It always, in California, I feel like it always just rains enough to get your car really dirty. It doesn't add any, it doesn't even water my plants. Frustrating. I woke up this morning and it's pouring and then, you know, it's sunny by 10 o'clock. Go figure. Hey, you know, I'll tell you why you listen to this program. Well, I know you know why you listen, but I'm going to remind you. So this hour, we covered some things that are really important. We didn't focus on the sensational, gossipy nature of these released emails. We talked about the substance of, I don't know, the substantive emails that were released that really show truly, I mean, a conspiracy between the State Department and the FBI, this investigation that we were told was going to be independent. Remember that? And you know what's interesting? You're not hearing it anywhere else because, you know, Mediaite just came out with this thing on October 7th to the 13th. So in a span of about 6 days, yeah, they you know, evening shows, CBS, ABC, NBC spent 4 hours and 13 minutes combined on Trump's sexual assault allegations and only 36 minutes on the WikiLeaks emails. Think about that. So a Hillary Clinton presidency, what does it look like? It might happen. I hope not, but it might happen. Now, yeah, you know, so now, well, I'll tell you, we've talked about the minimum wage. I rail against the minimum wage because, yeah, let the market decide. And I always say you... When you're talking about a federal, she wants to raise the federal minimum wage to $12 an hour. The Democratic National Committee platform, the Democrats want 15. Can you imagine? I mean, look, if you live in a small town somewhere, I'm not gonna name any names. I don't want to give anyone a complex out there. But if you live in a small little place, maybe Nacogdoches, Texas. What's your medium home price out there, Robbie? What would you guess? I mean, what? $2,500? I don't know. But anyway, you could buy a house for next to nothing. And we here in California, I mean, you know, you can't... Well, in San Francisco, you can't get a house for under $800,000. I mean, when I say a house, I mean 600 square feet with your name on it. So $15 in San Francisco is not the same thing as $15 in Nacogdoches, Texas? It's not. I'm sorry. And you can't regulate this from afar. There's other crazy stuff. I think she's going to take us straight to war. I really do. And I'll keep talking about some of these things, but what I really wanted to focus on here. All of these, well, she calls them mistakes. All of these mistakes, right? The emails, the whoopsie daisy and, you know, Benghazi. All these mistakes Hillary Clinton committed, whatever you want to call it, knowing full well that she would, in very short course, be going for the presidency, right? She knew that she was going to campaign for the presidency. And we also know that it's something that she wanted. You know she wanted this thing bad. She wanted to be president when Bill was. Now think about that. This is the kind of stuff that she tried to get away with when she was running for president. What is she going to do when she actually has the presidency and fears no repercussions? It scares me, and it should scare you too. Hey, I'm going to tell you, tomorrow, I'm not going to be here. Go Kings, go! We got a Kings game. But Wednesday, the show is going to come to you at a little bit of a later time, 8 p.m. Yeah, that's right. I will be on immediately after the debate. Not immediately, almost immediately. I'll be on at 8 o'clock. And believe you me, I'm going to tell you exactly what I think of that last and final debate. It's a very important one. So tune in to the show on Wednesday, 8 p.m., here on KABC Talk Radio 790. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation. See you on Wednesday. Bye.
K ABC.